WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time. You'll experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right here.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBooth.com as well. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sorokin.
We're live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can tweet the show at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward. You can follow along on the Instagrams, Instagram.com/Rack Radio Show.
Or come over. Get our Instagram?
No, I was closing off a notification. WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, GoWork.net. You can interact with us live in the chat room as well.
I was going to say, you can't forget the plugs, because you're the only one on this network that remembers them all.
I know. I was multitasking. I was trying to clear off a notification that someone reblocked something of mine. I don't know who.
One of our many fans.
So, trying to clear off that notification. So, yeah, trying to multitask on the show, make sure everything's up and running right here. By the way, we are streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are we on YouTube?
No, we're on TuneIn Radio.
You're not streaming on YouTube?
No, we're streaming on Periscope. At Wild Talk Radio.
There we go. There it is. So, we have a full show for you tonight. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to be talking about SmackDown, NXT, Fastlane, and the Mixed Match Challenge all here in a little bit, but first we're going to dive right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net. And, well, do we want to start with the good news or do we want to start with the bad news?
Depends what you call good and what you call bad.
Today's events as the bad?
Yeah, we could start there.
All right, let's get the blame rocks out of the way so we can, you know, get rid of the creepy sounder. Because you were busy.
Apparently. So who got released and then we'll play the sounder?
So, Guaming. These are all NXT people, by the way.
Yeah.
Demetrius Bronson.
Who was a former Seattle Seahawks running back.
Sage Beckett, which I'm kind of bummed about because I really actually liked her. And tier upon tier, Abby Lath.
A.K.A. Kimberly.
Hashtag blame rock.
Yeah!
None of these releases were requested. This is just them basically clearing house in NXT to bring in new talents, which I'm really kind of bummed about Sage Beckett and Abby Lath.
Yeah, but never know. They can always come back.
Yeah, they can always come back. I think Abby was... I'm not... I think Abby was, they planned to do something with her, and then they couldn't do something with her, and so they just were like, yeah, okay, bye.
And they were trying to transition Sage, I think, into a commentator at one point, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah. So, best of luck to them as they move forward in their careers.
One more note about Gu. He was the Chinese basketball player.
Ah, okay. So, well, since we're doing the bad news, let's get the Blame Brunts out of the way.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Because Brett was busy too. God, guys.
Hey, Willie's not as busy as Rob.
Oh my God, nobody's as busy as Rob.
Just saying.
Rob needs to go on vacation. First up, we have Kyle O'Reilly.
Partially torn MCL and ACL, had successful surgery today. Out a few months.
Hashtag blame Brent.
So there is no word coming out of the tapings for the tag team titles. It's rumored that Undisputed Era is going to hold on to them, and it's going to be Adam and...
Kyle,
thank you. Or no, not Kyle. Kyle's the one that got hurt.
No, is it? No, Bobby Fish is hurt, isn't he?
Yes, Bobby Fish.
Yeah.
Why do you have Kyle O'Reilly in here?
That's my bad.
Okay, I was going to say, it's like, wait, what? I'm sorry. It's Bobby Fish that got hurt, y'all. Fake news. Our bad.
He's
the one with the torn ACL MCL.
My bad. Hashtag blame Brent.
Hashtag blame Brent.
My bad. I wrote it down.
Kyle is okay, and he and Adam are going to be defending the tag team titles in the Dusty Classic.
Yeah, that one was my bad. Same injury stuff. It was my bad. I wrote down the wrong name.
This is why, when he does it himself, this kind of thing happens. Show prep.
Okay. Show prep. That's my bad.
Up next, Rey Mysterio.
Partially, grade one, partially torn bicep.
Hashtag blame Brent.
This is coming on the heels that he was supposedly in negotiations with WWE to make a return and possibly face John Cena at WrestleMania. Yeah. He tears his biceps. So, and there is no report that that's actually true, by the way, that he was negotiating with them to come back at WrestleMania.
Sports Illustrated still holding on to that story.
They're going to hold on to that story until that gong happens. And when that gong happens, they're going to be really disappointed.
You know, that egg thing, it's going to be all over their face.
Although I kind of hope the gong thing doesn't happen, I'm not going to lie.
I hope that you want the gong, but you don't want the gong.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. So, moving on to the good news, the happy news, Hillbilly Jim, Hall of Fame.
Don't go messing with the country boy.
Don't go messing with the country boy, so congratulations to him. Yeah, Chloe and Halle are going to sing America the Beautiful at WrestleMania.
One more thing about Hillbilly Jim. He's like a border... Like, I wouldn't have called him like a Hall of Famer, but... You know, Coco Beware's there, so, you know, he fits. Anyway, continue.
Congratulations, Hillbilly.
Yeah, it's great. Character-wise, he's just, you know, not a Hall of Famer, but he helped a lot in backstage and production and stuff for a while with Coliseum Home Video. So, from that aspect, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're counting. I mean, and also, they need legacy wrestlers, and they kind of have to let the next crop of legacy wrestlers sort of get there.
One day we'll get the goon.
Actually, you know what? They should really induct the Brooklyn Brawl.
I was going to say, maybe
they really should, for everything he did for that company, and does for that company.
Did. No longer there.
Well, he still comes back on occasion.
But, no, for him... Next year, probably. If the rumors are true, it's next year. Because if it's in New York, tie it together, it would make sense.
Well, if I think what's going to happen next year with the Hall of Fame, I may have to get on an airplane and fly to New York. Because I kind of want to be there live for that.
New York.
Even though I really don't like New York at all. Excuse me. So, it was announced. We have a couple announcements from NXT and WWE specifically on upcoming shows and events, including the Greatest Royal Rumble, which is happening in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the 50-man Royal Rumble.
That's awesome.
They say the broadcast thing will be, information will be available at some point. So hopefully it's on the WWE Network. They're doing like a 60,000-seat stadium in Saudi Arabia. So that should be impressive. 50 names in it, including John Cena, Triple H, Roman Reigns, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Bray Wyatt.
If he survives the Ultimate Deletion.
Yeah, we'll get more into that later.
We're going to talk about that later.
Tweet of the week. Get ready. Rant's coming. Spoiler alert.
So, yeah.
Spoiler alert!
So, that's pretty cool. And Australia announced that they're getting a stadium show in October, so go them.
Yeah, it's been rumored. WWE pretty much confirmed it. So, they said later on Monday, Raw said later in the year. So, it's October. They're trying for the 100,000-seat stadium. Some people are going all in for 10. Some people are, you know... Going all in for 100,000.
Go big or go home?
Go big or you go home.
There you go. So congratulations to Australia. So yay. It's going to be in Melbourne, by the way. Yes. In case anybody's curious. And, well, NXT announced that NXT Chicago TakeOver is announced before Money in the Bank. So that's exciting.
Yeah, they're going into Chicago before other people.
Always a fun crowd.
Always a fun crowd.
And last but certainly not least, it was announced, player spoiler alert again.
Spoiler alert!
That NXT debuted a brand new championship at the tapings last night. It is the North American Championship. No word on what it looks like, but they taped the setup for it and basically the setup a six-way for TakeOver. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be happening on NXT TakeOver. I'll read you the story. It's on WWE.com. So it does.
Hey!
It says NXT to debut new championship. Caution. Spoiler. A new title, the NXT North American Championship, will debut at TakeOver New Orleans. NXT General Manager William Regal announced during Wednesday night's NXT tapings at Full Sail University the inaugural NXT North American Champion will be decided in a six-man ladder match featuring the likes of Adam Cole, Bebe, Velveteen Dream, Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, and new NXT signees Ricochet and EC.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It is exciting. Here's the thing about the new title. It makes a lot of sense.
They're kind of to the point where they really do need a tertiary title to the main title because you can't have everybody going for the main belt. You can't have everybody going for the tag team titles. And, well, women's title is out for the men. So you need that secondary level title for the people who are currently not in the hunt for anything else to sort of aspire to. Because otherwise you're just fighting for the sake of fighting and eventually you run out of reasons for fighting for the sake of fighting some people.
And when you have a lot of talent, which they're bringing in, and you need to give them a direction instead of them just hanging around with nothing to do, you could use this championship as a way to get more people a focus and more people on TV and give them something where, okay, they can grow into this belt. And it could be something you can have defended weekly or every other week on television.
And also it's a good way to sort of like have people get their feet wet.
Yeah.
It's a great way to do that. So super exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm all in for it.
All right. Well, speaking of all in, next match challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
So, the greatest couple on earth were involved in this week's Mixed Match Challenge.
They tried to go all the way, but it just didn't happen. They were all in for going all the way, and they couldn't make it happen.
They got really close.
They got really close, and somewhere Alexa's fiancé was screaming in the back.
So it was Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman versus Naomi and Jimmy Uso. This was a lot of fun.
I loved this so much.
Okay. Go ahead.
But then again, I really love these two teams right here.
Yeah. So we need to start with the start of it. You know, they come out, they do their entrances and what have you, and Alexa gets that big high five from Braun and everything's like that. They're all cute and everything. And then Jimmy's in the corner and, you know, he's going to start off against Braun and Naomi's hugging Jimmy and giving him a kiss and then giving him another kiss. It's like kissing you goodbye. This is the last time we'll ever be together. It was tremendous.
It was amazing.
It was really, really good. The match was very entertaining. Every time Braun got in there, he just whooped on Jimmy Uso. Like, he whooped him. Like, the first 3 minutes, he just whooped his ass. From pillar to post and back. That's how he did it. And it was tremendous to watch. And then Alexa and Naomi, they sort of carried the match in terms of the actual wrestling, which was good. They had a good match.
I feel like there was more Braun in this match than there was the first match.
Yeah, because Sammy had just wrestled, so he wasn't doing back-to-back matches.
Yeah, so there was a lot more Braun in this, but yeah, Alexa and Naomi mixed it up. They were good, as always. I mean, you don't expect anything less from them. But this was super entertaining, and there's one spot where Braun's on the outside, and Naomi knocks Alexa off the ring apron, and Braun catches her, and then he puts her back on the ring apron, and then Naomi drop kicks her off the apron, and she lands on top of Braun. Stride a certain part of Braun, because that's not teasing at all. Totally normal. Happens all the time.
Little girl on top of big guy in a position
of a sexual nature.
I'm gonna say where she can climb a mountain. But you know, however you want to put it. whether you want to be a director or not.
I had a horrible thought, and I'm not going
to
say it.
Well, you know what to do then.
Yeah, I know exactly what to do.
So, as she's doing that, so that was a lot of fun spot, and the crowd was all for it. They were all for what was happening with them.
I need this to happen on TV, like the legit TV where Alexa gets in trouble and Braun just comes out and tries to save her. And like y'all don't understand when I was watching Elimination Chamber how badly I wanted Braun to come out and just like knock on her pod and give her this huge thumbs up and then just like tear the cage apart when she got into trouble.
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
Speaking of Alexa needing help, right? She goes, screams, Braun, help. So what does Braun do? He help. How does he help? He gets in the ring. He runs over Jimmy Uso, knocks him off the apron, grabs him, puts him through a table, the announce table, causing the distraction, allowing Alexa to hit the roll up for the victory. It was tremendous. Simply tremendous. The pairing is great. Buddy Murphy's in the back going, she's mine, she's mine. God damn it, I still hope she's mine. So yeah, what were your thoughts?
Well, you just saw one of them in our Skype chat.
The things you can say.
The things I can say, yes. I love this. I love this pairing. I think it's great. Like I said, I want it on regular TV. Unfortunately, they're not going to do that for me. So I have to, just get it for the small morsels that I have left, because I think eventually they're going to come up against Miz and Asuka, and that's just not going to end well for anybody involved, I have a feeling. But yeah, I mean, this was great. I love this concept. I love this whole series. It makes me really sad it's only 12 weeks. I've said this before. I hope they continue this and they mix it up in a little bit, like get past WrestleMania and do it again, and then, mix it all up and have different people. But yeah, this match in particular, this was great. I love that they go out there, they just have fun, they kick back, they don't really, there's no real script to it, even though I'm sure there is. It's just them going out there and shooting shit for 20 minutes. It's great. Love it. Maybe. We'll have to see. So I think that does it for Mixed Match Challenge. All right. So we're picking fiddles here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking SmackDown and Fastlane. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Don't mess with a country boy. Don't mess with a country boy. When I was a little bitty boy, baby, I cut my teeth on a big old tree. Mama filled my bottle from a moon-sized pill. My first meal was a bassy kill. A bassy kill, a bassy kill. My first meal was a bassy kill. Well, I grew by the time I was 10. I was 6 feet tall and a man among men. Now I love my work.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of the street dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 in my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
I got a camel light. Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. That's some biz. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
is 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is.
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette since you're fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
About to cloud by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
On a special edition of The Rack Extra, the stars of HGTV's hit series, Flipper Flop Las Vegas, Bristol and Aubrey, join the show to talk all things Season 2.
I love the break stuff. I like the demo. I like the beginning. The beginning stage where we walk in and we make that initial plan, I like to get right to work.
Check out a special edition of The Rack Extra with HGTV's Bristol and Aubrey, available Tuesday at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
Back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightboot.com as well. And well, we're doing a BOGO segment because this Sunday is Fastlane, and we're going to be previewing that, but we also have to talk about SmackDown as well, and since Fastlane happens to be a SmackDown pay-per-view, hey! Let's do both.
So we'll,
save some time.
So we'll officially call this the Fastlane Throwdown?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown
Fastlane
Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Really?
On the spot.
Uh-huh. Really? On the spot production, y'all. On the spot.
Hey, I did a lot of production today.
Yes, so you actually did work today. I'm very proud of you.
Anyway, take us through the show. What are we doing?
Alrighty, well, I say we start at the top and work our way down, or do you want to work from the bottom up?
Start from the top and work our way down.
Alright, so up first on the Fastlane Pick'em thing, and we'll kind of talk about SmackDown. As we talk about Pick'em, we have Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. Are any of these pre-show?
No.
Do we know what the pre-show match is?
No.
Is there one?
Not yet. There will be.
Okay.
So officially, this is not the full card. This is what's announced.
It's a lie.
So on SmackDown, it was Becky Lynch versus Carmella. Carmella lost to Becky Lynch. It was Carmella's first match on SmackDown in a while. It was a solid match. They set this up with a Naomi Natalya promo in the back. No idea what Natalya was wearing. Didn't do nice things for her, at least in my eyes. But that's beside the point.
I feel like Natty is morphing more and more to Nikki Bella every day.
Well, she can't marry John Cena. She's already married to TJ Wilson.
I know that, but she's like with the with the hair and the makeup and the clothes and everything like that, I think she's trying to morph more and more into Nikki Bella. I could be wrong on that, but that's just what it feels like to me.
So in terms of this match, it'll probably be a fine little match. Part of me is worried that the heels will win because I don't want the heels to win. I think the babyfaces should go over. So I'm picking the babyfaces, Becky Lynch and Naomi, to get a big win on Fastlane before WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel like the faces are going to win this match just because, no offense to Natty and Carmella, but they're not as a cohesive a team as Becky Lynch and Naomi are.
They're also, I think they're trying to very much downplay Carmella going forward. So when she cashes in, it'll be a big deal. Imagine Carmella being the one to end Asuka streak.
That'd be interesting. I'm telling you though, I want Asuka streak to end on a technicality. Like, I want that to be a thing.
What if Carmella, watch Carmella cash in before Asuka can win? Does that count as a loss then?
Maybe.
Anyway, video game goes Becky and Naomi. The eight ball is going with Carmella and Natalya.
Such a traitor.
What's next?
Up next, we have Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Rusev on this Rusev Day. They're making him work on his own day. How dare they?
So this was set up after Shinsuke Nakamura kneed Aiden English so hard in the face that Aiden English could not sing. And Rusev was very mad. How dare you do that to my Aiden English? He said on SmackDown. And Nakamura replied with his own singing of Nakamura Day.
Okay. I can't fault Shinsuke for Nakamura Day. I just can't.
So, this gets Rusev on pay-per-view. Shinsuke is the number one contender. It is very much evident that Shinsuke Nakamura is going to win this match.
Unless there's shenanigans and Rusev wins.
Shinsuke Nakamura, the number one contender for the WWE Championship of WrestleMania, is winning this match. I mean, that's what I'm picking. That's who the video game is picking. The 8-ball one with Rusev. You're going...
I'll go Shinsuke. But just have to throw that out there.
Okay. What's next?
Up next, we have the SmackDown Women's Championship on the line as Charlotte Flair takes on Ruby Riott. And the real question on everybody's mind is, Bobby Roode going to show up and support his partner? And is she going to fangirl out?
Because she fangirled out hard on SmackDown.
It was adorable!
Like, she was like, my hero.
She was. She really was. It's like, oh my god, Charlotte, you nerd. I love you.
Because the setup was the Riott Squad, after a back-and-forth promo with Ruby and Charlotte, which was pretty good. Some people didn't like the verbiage. I thought it was fine. The Riott Squad ganged up on her, and before they could attack, Bobby's music hit. And I was like, cool, we're finally getting something between the two of them on TV. Cool, cool. She's like, oh, my Bobby's here to save me. Then they just went the break. Kind of disappointed in that.
A little bit.
Now, I want to talk about Ruby Riott for a second.
Okay.
It's been a really good year for Ruby Riott.
It has been.
She sort of just came into NXT, sort of really wasn't doing much, but she kept moving up the ranks. And now, from a year from where she was just sort of on NXT to the point where now she's on pay-per-view challenging for the SmackDown Women's title. This has been a tremendous year for an underrated year for Ruby Riott.
And I feel like she only has more to do from here. Like, this isn't the end of her year at all. Like, she's really just getting started.
No, it's like, this is, we're on to something with her. Like, she came in to NXT December 15th, 2016. So, that's it. So, she's been there, and she debuted, like, back last March. That's it. She hasn't been on TV a year, and she's already up on the main roster challenging for the title. She's going to be a nice... How do I put this nicely? A nice secondary heel character on the roster. She's not the top heel, but she's that nice little foil character that will always have a nice little role. Okay, I can compare it like this. She could be the Ivory of this era.
She could be.
Where Ivory was never she had a run on the top, but she was always that secondary heel that was always there to have the good match, put the person over, like, but she would get her wins from here and there. This was before Right to Censor. But she's that in that role. And I think that role works perfect for Ruby Riott. She's going to be leading the girl faction for now. She'll eventually branch off on her own, and she will do very well because she can wrestle.
I also feel like they have something very special in her that they don't have in a lot of the other girls. She has a very distinctive, unique look to her. She stands out from the crowd. And this is a crowd of girls that stand out on their own. So that says something to you about her that, you know, she's very eye-catching. She stands out. She's unique. She's different. She's all these different things. And I personally, it's like, I think you're right. She would make a great foil character, but I'd love to see her get a run as the top character just to see what she can do.
Yeah, she'll get her run. But I'm saying, in general, that will be her role.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll have to see.
That said, Charlotte's winning.
Yeah, Charlotte's going to win. There may be a technicality involved in this one, just because, so that way you don't have Ruby lose clean and you don't have Charlotte, you know, look as strong because Charlotte's being challenged by somebody at Mania, not Asuka.
Or is it Asuka?
Or it could be Asuka. We don't know. So
They're not telling us. But I would have, my hunch tells me Asuka's going to be on the show or she'll be on SmackDown.
Yeah, well, they're setting up Alexa versus Naya.
Yeah, while the announcer's saying it's Alexa versus Asuka. Asuka hasn't declared. She hasn't made her declaration yet. So, and it's very convenient that, you know, she can show up and make her challenge very soon. You know, you never know.
Never know when it's gonna happen.
Never know. Could be a thing really soon. But, yeah, Charlotte's gonna win this one. Video game says Charlotte, April has Ruby Riott. Also, one thing that is good for Riott, she can talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, she can.
She is the promo ability that will keep her right where she needs to be for a while. What's next?
Next, we have the SmackDown tag team titles on the line as the Usos are taking on the New Day. I don't know what payment. Anyway, the fact that the Bludgeon Brothers are not in this match, I'm very upset.
But they'll be at WrestleMania. They're the number one contenders going into WrestleMania. That is.
I know this, but I want them on all the things.
Who says they won't be here on Sunday?
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice if you could send my boys out.
They could, you know, stare down the winner of this match.
I need all the points I can get.
Out of all the matches on the show, this one is sort of like, this could be up in the air. You can leave the belts on the Usos and have them go in as champions. You could put the belts back on New Day, have them go up against the Bludgeon Brothers. This could be a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
I like the idea of a triple threat match. I'm not quite sure if the Usos are still heel or face or not. It's hard to tell. I think they're still heel, so I don't know if putting them up against the Bludgeon Brothers would be good.
I thought they turned babyface.
I don't know. I don't know what they are at this point.
I mean, when he's with Naomi, he's a real babyface. And they were feuding with Gable and Benjamin, so they were the babyfaces.
Anyway, but yeah, they're going up against the ultimate babyface team in New Day. And this match will be good because we've seen it plenty of times before, so we know it'll be okay. For the money, I say they keep it on the Usos and they save the Bludgeons versus the New Day. And the New Day is the setup for the Bludgeon Brothers after WrestleMania.
Usos retain. I have a feeling it's going to be a triple threat match at WrestleMania just to get everyone on the show. But I'll be okay if it's a singles match singles match, or a straight tag match, I should say, with the Usos and the Bludgeons. Video game and the 8-Ball go Usos. This is going to be a good match. We've seen it. There's nothing really much to say. There was one promo that really set this up. Nothing much there. Anyway, next.
Yeah, more interested in the Bludgeon Brothers at this point. No offense, boys. Up next, we have the U.S. Championship on the line as Bobby Roode takes on Randy Orton. God damn it, Bobby, you have to win this match. You have to win. Do it for Charlotte.
Jinder Mahal is going to play a role in this match.
I don't want him to.
Jinder Mahal is probably going to be in the title match at WrestleMania.
No.
Probably with these two. In a triple threat.
No. Do not want. Do not want.
I don't want it either. Which is why I'm surprised it's Bobby and Randy, not Jinder versus Bobby on this show. I thought they would have saved Bobby and Randy for WrestleMania, which is why it leads to me to a triple threat at WrestleMania. Call it a hunch. This should be good. Both good workers. When Randy cares, Randy's really good. Hopefully he cares. In terms of hair gait, he did not look like 50 years old like he did last week.
But he did get his John Cena cut on.
He did trim up the hair, so, you know, he's back down in the 30s. I'm going Bobby to retain, maybe by disqualification.
Yeah, I say Bobby retains just because I don't want Randy as U.S. champion, and I don't think Randy wants to be U.S. champion.
No, but he's okay fighting.
No, he's okay fighting for it, but I don't think he wants it. I think the only title he would really want at this point would be the main title.
And I don't even think he wants that.
I think Randy's kind of reached that point in his career where he's like, look, I don't really want to have to do a whole lot. I just kind of want to, like, chill. So if we could make that possible, that'd be great.
Video game has Orton. The 8-Ball has the glorious one, Bobby Roode.
Right. Moving on from there, we have the 6-Pack Challenge, which is your main event. Features AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin. I can tell you who's not winning this match.
Is it the man with the most impassioned speeches in the world about how awesome he is and how he's been held down so long and how he's just moments away from becoming champion one more time, and we've heard this impassioned speech about how he's the best ever and there's no one who can hold a candle to him over and over again, and he's been doing that same impassioned promo for about a year and a half now, if not longer, since the feud with The Miz. Yes, it's been that long. Dolph Ziggler?
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Cena for a second.
No, Dolph Ziggler. I'm over his promos. I'm over him being on the best. Something that can steal the show. No one held a candle to me. Yada, yada, yada. He gets so fired up and then never wins. Like, it's, you know, it's a thing. I read something where he asked to be taken off TV, which he was, and he wanted to be gone for like 6 months. He was gone 4 weeks. I would have been okay if he was gone for 6 months.
I would have been okay if he had been gone for 6 months if he came back with something, like, new and original and fresh, but he didn't. Like, he was off TV for 4 weeks, and he came back, and he's still doing the same thing, and it's like, I'm just kind of tired of it.
The record scratch needs to go.
It's like, if you're, you know, can you come up with some new material, dude? Please? I mean, I know your job is very demanding, and I know you gotta stick with what works for you, and I completely, utterly respect that, but... Dolph Ziggler's impassioned speeches stopped working on me 3 years ago. I mean, pretty much it was, what, The Miz feud?
2 years ago, yeah.
The Miz feud 2 years ago, where he kept making speech after speech after speech, and Dolph kept losing out and losing and losing, and finally I had enough, and I was like, look, I just don't care anymore. I just don't, because you're going to say the same thing over and over again, you're going to lose, and you're going to look like a fool. I've had enough of it.
So there's that. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn had a conversation. Sami's like, Kevin brought up how, you know, Sami said, I'll lay down for you. Well, there was a fatal five-way on the show. Sami Zayn hit the Huluva kick on Kevin Owens and pinned his best friend in the middle of the ring, and then talked about how he's the best, he's the most underrated, and how he's going to win the title this Sunday.
He's not
going to
win the title, but preach, Sami, preach.
So I can say we can safely eliminate Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler. So it leaves Baron Corbin, John Cena, and the phenomenal AJ Styles.
It's not going to be John Cena, because we all know John Cena has plans for WrestleMania.
Booyaka, booyaka, 619. Hey, booyaka, booyaka, 619.
Something like that. So, or it could be a gong. I hope it's not a gong.
Booyaka, booyaka, 666.
There you go. So, that leaves Baron Corbin and AJ Styles.
It really only leaves
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
Yeah. By process of elimination, it's going to be AJ Styles. Because we're doing Nakamura.
And AJ Styles. Unless
and AJ Styles.
Unless WWE wants to screw with the internet and have it be Baron Corbin, Shinsuke Nakamura.
You know... And if it were any other pay-per-view, at any other point, I think they would do it. But this is WrestleMania. They're not going to screw this. They're not going to do that with WrestleMania. They want the best possible matches they can get. And we've all seen Baron Corbin and Nakamura, and it was just not pretty. So, but bless them, they tried really, really hard. It just didn't work out.
Mm-mm. So, I'm going AJ Styles.
Yeah, AJ Styles.
8-Ball is going Kevin Owens, while the video game is going Baron Corbin. Go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork some point tomorrow and leave your picks. Hopefully, they will have announced pre-show match by then.
Here's hoping.
So after 4 p.m., look for it.
Right?
Because usually they drop it around 3.
Something like that, yeah. It's really weird how they put that out.
I know, it's like they could put it out on their TV show and everyone would know, but no, it's 3 o'clock on a Friday. Like clockwork.
Because, you know, why not? So alright, so that does it for our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back... We're going to be doing all your favorites, NXT and Tweet of the Week. And there's going to be a rant with Tweet of the Week. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Because I'll be in the zone. Somebody watch this. I got this. Now, everybody watch this. I got this. Now, somebody watch this. I got this. Now, everybody watch this. Because I'll be in the zone. Woo! Hold up, let it breathe on them. Rapping on the track, there with ease on them. Hey, hate it, don't get in the way. Cause I be on my grind like every day. Hey y'all, you wanna get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe
So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
On a special edition of The Rack Extra, the stars of HGTV's hit series, Flipper Flop Las Vegas, Bristol and Aubrey, join the show to talk all things Season 2.
I love the break stuff. I like the demo. I like the beginning. The beginning stage where we walk in and we make that initial plan, I like to get right to work.
Check out a special edition of The Rack Extra with HGTV's Bristol and Aubrey, available Tuesday at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC.
This is TNA superstar EC3, Unbeaten World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightbook.com as well. And, well, you missed the news. You missed SmackDown and Fastlane, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So Taylor Hendricks tweeted out, you're holding my title, Alexa Bliss. And Alexa responds with the Mariah Carey gif of, I don't know her. So it looks like people outside of WWE now want a shot at Little Miss Bliss. Well, to which I say, book that shit. So Nikki Blissmania tweets, Nia Jax, can I join Team Rude? And she responds, it's an extremely extensive interview process. Currently, we are not accepting applications, but I will post once we have an opening. Smiley face.
Could there be an opening soon?
Could there be an opening soon? Maybe. And last but certainly not least, Gassan tweets, apparently my grandmother is a huge EC3 fan, to which EC3 replies, marry her. Even that. Though that's incest. That's wrong.
I had that one.
Well, now you don't.
Okay. Bray Wyatt tweeted, I accept.
Oh, we're doing that first. We're just going right into that first. Yep. You're not going to do it last.
Nope. We're going to start with this one.
All right. Let me compose myself because I wasn't prepared. So, in what reference Bray is accepting, he's accepting Matt's challenge for the ultimate deletion. So for all the extra over the top, I'm going to murder your soul and your family type crap Bray Wyatt is known for. How does he accept this challenge? Two goddamn words on Twitter. What? Like, I was expecting fire and souls and Abigail and sheep and everything else. This, you know, eloquent, well-worded, don't know half of what he's talking about reply, except, you know, somewhere in there there'd be like a vague, sure, I accept, and huge 14-letter words. No, we get none of that. Two words on Twitter. That's it. I don't know whether to be overjoyed or disappointed by this.
I knew you'd come.
Really? You had to do that.
What?
Go on about your business.
You good?
Yes, I'm good.
Delete!
WWE Universe, we've narrowed it down. You get the vote. What is the most memorable move of Rusev's career? Rusev goes, LOL. Am I getting released or something?
I would say the one he put on Lana, but that's just me.
Right. By the way, I love that he's changed his name to Duly Noted.
He's just having fun with it at this point. He doesn't care. It's whatever.
Macaulay Culkin, who just recently joined the Twitters, tweeted during the Oscars, actually, the best original score of the year was New England 33, Philadelphia 41. Just saying. James Storm. Hello, Jim, my old friend. You know, never mind, Jim. I don't think I can be friends with you anymore. It's not you, it's me. All you do is hurt me. Okay, it is you, but can I just use you when it's good for me?
Is he talking about the gym, G-Y-M, or is he talking about Jim Beam?
The actual gym, G-Y-M.
Oh, okay. It's Storm. You have to ask.
Okay. So, the Sports Center, the new AP College Basketball Top 25. Are you ready? I'm listing all 25, okay? A bunch of teams that will definitely destroy all your brackets because no one knows who the hell will actually win the tourney this year.
Wow. That's a lot of interesting teams.
Mm-hmm. The Blackheart. Ciampa. Note to all podcasters, including at EdgeRatedR, I have absolutely zero interest in telling my story or helping you draw listeners. Strap your rocket to someone who needs it. Because apparently Edge liked one of his tweets. Okay? Blackheart.
But we need you, Tommaso. Could you just, you know, help a girl out, please?
Chris Jericho replied, that's great, because I've got no interest in having you. Maybe when you make it into the big leagues, kid. Edge tweeted, settle down, you might sprain your beard. Firstly, you were never considered to be the Rocket strapped. But we did, we had your old partner, Johnny Gargano, on huge numbers. Secondly, use the damn app button next time, you smell jealous, kid. It's a mix of buffalo pheromones and something else. The car noir. Ciampa replied, just a couple wrestling legends following along and hanging to my every word. Oops, I misspelled has-beens. Hashtag Christian was always cooler. At Edge, at Y2J. Good night, boys.
Tommaso. Dick. You fantastic dick. I love his Twitter so much.
By the way, did you know someone named Jake Black tweeted us?
Did he?
He goes, really great review of the WWE Ultimate Superstar Guide in stores today. Thanks, Wild Talk Radio, Rack Radio Show, Garrick, and the rest of you who've shared it, and at Lynn's Ward. If you haven't checked out the Rack Extra Reviews WWE Ultimate Superstar Guide, it's now available at Wild Talk Radio and RockRadioShow.com.
208 pages of utter awesomeness.
Just saying. Utter goodness.
Utter goodness. But awesomeness works too.
Awesomeness works too. But they were really happy with goodness.
Yes, they really liked the goodness. But yeah, no, seriously. Go buy it. Go check it out. Support our friends, because we love them. So, you know, things. Bye. Now.
Yeah. Kevin Owens, reminder that KO Mania 3 is upon us and the kids need new shoes. Links to his new shirt. I'm also getting a lot of people telling me they missed out on the first two KO Mania shirts. I was told if you guys hound WWE shop enough about them, they might bring them back. Go. And then someone replies, these are on sale, and it's a picture of AJ Styles' untouchable women's button boots. before 99, Kevin Owens goes, I'll pass.
He said shoes. He meant good shoes.
Yeah, good shoes. Drake Maverick, I just asked the in-flight stewardess for a tea as my beverage. She handed me a cup of boiling water on its own, a tea bag, and milk. I spent $10 on in-flight Wi-Fi to send this tweet because I'm so internally outraged the tea bag wasn't in the water. It's a British thing.
We're American, dude. We don't know how to do that. I just love that he spent $10 on in-flight Wi-Fi just to tweet that. You couldn't hold it until you got off the plane. Oh, no. The indignation was enough that you bought Wi-Fi just to tweet that. Bless. Absolutely blessed. Honestly, the more we get of Drake Maverick, the more I honestly really like him. I've missed Rockstar Spud so much. It's ridiculous. I just need him to be reunited with his BFF EC3. That would make me very, very, very happy. But, not permanently, just like one-time thing. Could just totally be a one-time thing. But if he could also just, maybe tone down the tan just a little bit, the fake tanning.
It is toning down a little bit.
It is toning down because I think it's washing off. I think when they debuted him, he'd gotten it done that day, so he hadn't had a chance to wash, the excess off.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, really super-duper orange because now he's okay.
Yeah, now he's okay. In case you're wondering, we're watching 205 Live now. Not covering it, but we're watching. Speaking of 205 Live, Adam Pearce, defending the NWA title at the historic Memorial Hall in Kansas City, was an honor. Former guest of the show. I'm likewise honored that the robe and singlet I'm wearing here in the picture on his Twitter, will soon be displayed at the Wrestling Museum in Waterloo. Wow, hashtag grateful, hashtag TBT. Drew Gulak replies, good riddance, that robe is way too flashy.
True. No.
Gotta lay it out there.
Does have to lay it out there.
Anyway, that's the tweet of the week.
Alright, well let's do some NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this week was the start of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
I got screwed out of Trent 7.
Well, that's a spoiler.
I got screwed out of Trent 7.
Hasn't been announced yet.
Spoiler alert, I got screwed out of Trent 7.
Well, he's still on the television.
But he wasn't at my taping. He should have been at my taping.
It was Akam and Rezar taking on Shane Thorne and Nick Miller, aka TM61. Good match. Authors of Pain picked up the win to advance in the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
I hope this means that they're going to put TM61 back in the hunt for the titles later.
Or maybe they're thin enough to fight for other tag team titles.
They could be.
There's a press conference with William Regal. He was talking about the classic and stuff. And then Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong got involved. Undisputed got involved. It sort of looks like Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne want another piece of each other, but maybe they have common enemies in the Undisputed Era. And it was apparently announced that it'll be, Pete Dunne versus Adam Cole next week?
I think so, yeah. For the UK title. No, the real winner in this is Regal's face. Because Regal is looking at Dunne like, what the hell have you done now? if you just go back and watch this segment. Watch Regal. Watch his face when Dunne walks in. The indignation, the fact that he's like, oh God, why are you here? What have you done? He can't with Pete Dunne. It's amazing. I need them to interact with each other more because it would be fabulous. I actually just need William Regal to adopt Pete Dunne and Eliza Doolittle him, but in villainy. Because Regal could totally take Pete to the next level there.
He could.
Secondly, I want to know who adopted who in this scenario. Did Pete adopt Roddy, or did Roddy adopt Pete? This is important. Why? Because if Pete adopted Roddy, that means he's making friends, damn it. That snarky, snarling bastard actually likes somebody. And that just warms my little fangirl heart. But he can make friends. If Roddy did it, then Pete's in it for something, and God help us all. But, because, this could mean things that Pete Dunne could be on his way over, and British strong style is kaput? I don't know.
Or just evolving.
But yeah, it's when this happened, I have so many questions, and they're not giving me any answers, and I'm very upset by this. But intrigued. Keep going, sirs.
Eric Young was backstage in the basement sort of thing. They were all talking about chaos and how united we purge. And then your little Scottish wifey was sort of all around having chaos and fun.
Scottish wifey. It has been way too long since they've had sanity altogether.
Yeah.
Way too long.
They were setting up Killian Dane's big match later in the show. The promo's solid.
It was fine. Yeah, it was really good.
Bianca Belair defeated Drew Renee in about a minute.
They're not letting her really use the hair whip, which is interesting.
Save it for when you need it.
Save it for when you need it. But yeah, it's just, well, it's her thing. But also, yeah, they're purposely saving it, which is fine.
They did a little thing, interview with Lacey Evans, talking about a coming up matchup with Dakota Kai coming up next week.
Kiwi wifey.
She was talking about how Dakota Kai was all shaken up from being from Shayna Baszler. Cue Shayna Baszler coming in and talking about how, you know, where's this fighting champion? Ducking her. So, there you go. Heavy Machinery was working out.
You know, it occurred to me that they shot this at the Performance Center. Mm-hmm. So, back behind all the cameras, where you can't see, are all the trainees watching this and trying not to die laughing at this shit.
And it's probably an everyday thing, too.
It's probably an everyday thing, too. Like, oh, hell, here they come. We're doing something else for TV now.
Not even that. It's just the two of them. That's probably who they are in general.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Just saying. This could be a thing.
And then, I mean, it's wrestlers. It's entirely possible.
So, I have exclusive audio of our next segment. Ready?
Ready.
That was a segment. Tommaso Ciampa stood in the ring, got booed, got pissed, booed. We want Johnny. Booed some more. More boos. He started flipping out. He ripped up a sign. Fans started chanting and started doing,
delete! Delete! Delete!
Towards him. Ciampa got mad. He was like, oh, come at me, bros. And yep.
And he left.
Tremendous. He had ultimate heat. It was fantastic.
It was great. It's absolutely great.
Then we had Aleister Black and Killian Dane for the number one contendership for the NXT title. It wasn't officially for that, but that's where the direction is going. Good match. Aleister Black with the black mask out of nowhere for the victory.
They have something really super special in Killian Dane. They really, really do.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see how he grows and he evolves and he changes over time, because he's only going to get better from here. You can tell. He's going to be one of those that he just continues to improve and continues to get better and continues to be impressive. This was a really nice match between the two, and I kind of want more of it.
You know, he's been wrestling since 2005.
Well, that would do it. He has experience.
He's like, Morrow said he was a 13-year pro. I was like, wait, what?
Who, Killian Dane?
Yeah.
Okay, we're live Googling on the show, y'all.
He appeared on one episode of Maximum Impact. He lost to Eric Young in a King of the Mountain title match. Imagine that.
Right? Well, he's 33. They tend to start him young over there, so if he's 13 years veteran. Right.
He's 33.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know.
But he's 33, so 13 years, that's what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
When he debuted, so he was probably training a couple years before that, so he probably broke into the business right around 16, which seems to be the sweet spot for UK.
Yep.
They start him pretty young, so that makes sense.
He was trained by Robbie Brookside, who is now working in, you know, in NXT.
Hey!
Wonder how he got the job.
No idea.
No idea whatsoever. Solid edition of NXT.
I like that we're building to the next takeover, which is good. I can't wait to see what comes out of the next set of tapings, because it looks like there's some really exciting stuff.
Yeah, takeover is going to be really, really, really good.
Main roster, boys and girls need to look out. NXT's coming for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yeah, it does. Remind folks what is going to happen on Tuesday.
Well, on Tuesday, we have a very special edition of the Rack Extra, where we're branching out, and being the HGTV addict that I am, well, I had to talk to Bristol and Aubrey of Flipper Flop Las Vegas. So everybody tune in, because that interview drops on Tuesday.
It'll be available at Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. That said, Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's another edition of CB Radio, the Grayer Than Great Debate. Pizza toppings. Either be the best or worst debate of all time. We'll find out.
At some point, you need to debate what was the greatest, greater than great debate. What was the best one?
Oh, that is. We got to get to 128 first.
Fair enough.
That is a long range plan.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're halfway there. Saturday night, midnight, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Yes, we're doing pizza toppings. What do you think we were doing, Matt? Pizza places? That'd be weird. Anyway. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, Fastlane covered, 11 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Available now, youtube.com/RackRadioShow is this week's episode of WCTR Sims. Probably be live on Tuesday night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern with the next episode. If not, it'll be available the next day at youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Check out the Rack Extra WWE Ultimate Superstar Guide. That is available now. The Book of Booty review will be available. Probably, in fact, you'll probably get two episodes on Tuesday.
Yeah. But we'll have to see how quick we can do the Book of Booty review. But stay tuned for an announcement.
That may come out Monday, and we'll figure it out.
Regarding the Book of Booty.
Yeah. Especially involving that. We'll be back next Saturday night, next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, anywhere, YouTube, Rack Radio Show. It's the brand. Website, rackradioshow.com. At WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-A-R-D. Go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for you viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightbooth.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! And now we're calling you out!
WildTalkRadio.com.